don't know you're dead. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the toss salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! No! I don't want to toss the salad. I don't want to toss the salad. I'm a read. I'm a learn to read.
The Don and Mike Show. The second greatest show on earth. The Don and Mike Program.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
So good.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 bang, 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 bang,
bang. Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, oh, gay. We're going to talk gay here.
I'm just getting into that surfer music.
Yeah.
Talking gay. Anne Heche is gone back to the other side.
Mm-hmm. She and had a problem when she was on the hetero side, right? She had a little troublesome divorce.
Anne Heche was in love with Ellen.
Right.
And then...
Ah!
What are you doing?
Pardon me.
Just step away. No help needed.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You're going to like what I brought up.
But it's on a tape right back there. Thank you. There she is.
That's Anne Heche during her post-Ellen crazy period.
When she was Celestia.
Yes, Celestia, and she saw aliens.
Spoke a different language.
Yes.
Then she decided that she liked meat, and she got knocked up, and she got pregnant.
And then she went through a divorce.
Well, knocked up and pregnant are the same. Mm. And she got married, and then she got divorced, and now she's back living the life.
Because she can't stand men anymore.
She's
an interesting woman.
If you watch the show Roswell, Shiri Appleby is the lady that she's currently feasting on.
Is Roswell like the way everything ties together? Is that like an alien themed movie?
I think so.
No, it's a WB TV show.
Is it an alien TV show?
Yeah, I think it's related. Yes, to UFOs.
See, maybe that's the attraction there because she's Celestia again.
Okay, so that leads right into this. We never heard.
Is this the gay thing you're talking about?
Yes, the gay thing.
All right.
Let's do the gay thing, Mike.
Do the gay, yeah.
No, it's Matt the Pollock and Cheryl the Big Dyke. We've never heard the rest of the gay
thing. The gay
tapes.
Thing.
Yeah, the gay thing.
Fat mm-hmm.
That's the gay thing. At the Gay Pride Parade, which was this past weekend. And if we don't get to these tapes soon, the expiration date is going to be crazy because there's another Gay Pride Parade that we're covering this weekend in Baltimore.
Are we covering that one?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, that's turnabout is fair play. We were asked to cover that one, so that's a good thing.
Asked to cover that one.
Asked to cover the Gay Pride Parade.
So when we started hearing this a couple of days ago, it's Matt the Pollock, our intern, and our good friend, Cheryl the Big Dyke, our gay correspondent.
And Matt really came out of his shell. It seemed like he was in his element.
At the Gay Pride Parade here in Washington, D.C., we heard Dykes on Bikes.
Right.
We heard the transgender woman who's a gay ninja. We heard the Three Musketeers of Gays and lots of penis talk. We heard lots of old queen stuff. We heard Matt laughing and having the time of his life.
Yes.
Time of his life. That's the key phrase.
And now here is a glittering gay queer talking to Matt the Pollock.
Again, Matt. Cheryl not as featured as she has been in years past.
I think that Matt really loved the microphone.
He did.
For all of the phallic reasons that you think he might.
All right. First of all, how gay are you?
Definitely gay. Totally gay.
What's the gayest thing that's ever happened to you?
Damn, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't hear now. This is the gayest thing ever.
I think the glitter helps.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you a top or a bottom?
I'm a top.
Oh, you are not.
He's a liar. He's both.
Oh, come on. Look at you.
Now, listen, you can hardly even hear Cheryl on
mic. He's completely monopolizing the microphone.
And you hear nothing but his gay laughter. And by that, I mean Matt the Pole.
I mean, Cheryl's asking some valid questions for someone who's in the life. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Matt is keeping the microphone away from her.
You said you weren't going
to. How did you know you were gay?
How did I know I was gay? When I first thought the.
I guess that would do it for you. What celebrities do you think might be gay?
Definitely Tom Cruise.
Definitely Tom Cruise.
Definitely.
What is the least accurate and most accurate stereotype about gay people?
the most accurate. I'm the stereotype, definitely. That is the stereotype. But, like, we love to go out and have fun, and we're happy people. That is the most accurate about happy us.
What
people.
About the least accurate?
Accurate, not accurate.
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 Right.
Stereotype.
That all we do is just go out and
okay. Okay.
Is this perhaps a gay redneck? It sounds like maybe he's got a little accurate. You know, we go out, everybody think we yeah. just go out and do
click,
it.
Click, click, click. Just labeled a glittering gay queer.
Well, listen to him. See
if you think if the new Surgeon General developed a pill that would cure gayness, would you take it?
No, I would not.
What if it was a
No, he definitely has some of that. You can go on the internet and point, click, click, yeah. click, 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 click.
Like you could be on the new Dale team.
What not?
Pository.
No.
And again, listen to that laugh of
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, you hear it loud and clear, don't you?
Evil. Here he is with a man in pigtails.
Hi, I'm Matt the Pole with the Don and Mike Show. You mind if I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
Sure, that's fine.
Excellent. Is this your first gay pride parade?
No.
No, it's not. How many have you been to?
The first one I went to would have been in maybe 2004? Yeah. 2001, maybe. Something like that. I don't know.
No. Who are you wearing?
Who am I wearing? I'm wearing...
That made me laugh. I hope that wasn't an ad lib, but it was, wasn't it?
I'm wearing Raul.
Who are you wearing? That is too good.
Fantastic tutu I found at Goodwill, and my well-known pigtails, and that's it.
And a lot of eyeliner, might I add.
There is a lot of eyeliner on. I found that at the last minute.
Okay. It was fun. How gay are you?
Well, we were discussing that earlier. Judging them by the fact that I have sex with men, very. In terms of acting gay, I'm not as gay.
What's the gayest thing you've seen today?
You, boy.
You, come with me.
The threat by the leather bear to undo his cod piece.
The leather bear?
The threat by the leather bear to undo his cod piece.
I wonder if we ever found the leather bear.
Gay, 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 gay.
Interesting.
What celebrities do you think might be gay?
I'm rooting for Anderson Cooper.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Here is Matt the Pollock with an 80-year-old mother of a gay man.
Oh, very good.
Okay. So, do you want an 80-year-old mother of a gay son who's at her 15th Pride and having a blare?
Yes, absolutely. Where is she?
Right here.
Hi, how are you today, ma'am? My name is Matt the Pole from the Donna Mike Show. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
No, go ahead.
Okay, is this your first gay pride parade?
Oh, no, I've been to them all.
And tell me what it is that you're doing here exactly.
I've been to 30 years of Pride Day shows. If you've been here for 30 years and you had your young men coming out in all their glory. Oh my!
Are you proud of your gay son?
I am more than proud of my gay son.
Don't you think she looks like Martin Scorsese's mother? Don't you picture that woman?
How are you?
Small, gray hair in a bun on top of her head.
Mom, it's we hit its paw. You know, we need a knife. We need a knife, Ma.
Sit down. I'll make some pasta.
That is very interesting. Yeah, it sounds like it could be Alan Goodman's mother.
He has been in business since he's 19 years old, and he is now 48.
Do you ever find dates for your gay son?
When he
goes to shop around?
I did. I'm laughing. I did. And he used to get very upset. He used to say to me, Mom, I can find my own. And he did. But I never knew he was gay.
What was the first time that you realized your son was gay?
I never realized he was gay.
He had to come out? You never figured it out?
I never figured it out. He had to come out. He came out and he told me, I have something to tell you. Don't pass out.
Did you say straight?
Don't pass out?
Don't pass out.
Right.
What do you mean, don't pass out? I'm not going to pass out. My husband was there at the time.
Oh, dear.
He says to him, Dad, hold her. He held me. And he said to me, Mom, I've got to tell you something. I'm gay. And I said to him, oh, you're happy.
Oh, you're happy.
You're happy because that's what gay meant to an 80-year-old woman.
Right. You're happy.
I love that.
I thought gay
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Matt, what did she look like?
Oh, like death warmed over.
Come on, boy. Try to describe her.
Little description here.
Shriveled and old.
Gray hair, short hair.
Yeah, very short hair, very silver.
Small woman, big woman.
Tiny. Tiny. She was just like slumped over in a chair.
And are you aware how extremely gay you sound on this tape?
Yeah.
That we could have told anybody on the street.
Oh, yeah.
We sent out Matt.
Matt, the gay intern.
Matt, who's gay, to go to the gay pride parade.
I think that's why you're getting the responses you're getting.
It might have been the pink shirt I was wearing.
You were wearing pink?
I wanted to fit in.
Very good. Did he ever? This is the best interview so far, this old lady. This is fantastic.
It meant you were happy.
What is the gayest thing you've seen here today?
Oh, I saw a group of gay men. They came out in trunks, in bathing trunks. They came dancing out in bathing trunks. And I said to them, why are you wearing bathing trunks? And they looked at me and said, what did you expect us to come out? Nude?
If your son played baseball, do you think he would be the pitcher or the catcher?
Oh, dear.
You are so tricky, Matt the Pole. So tricky.
I think he'd be the shortstop.
Hey, she got ya! Yeah. She got ya. 80 years old.
Good for the old lady.
When your son was a child, did he like to sleep on the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
He won't let it go.
He took his super gay pills before he went.
He won't let it go. Let's see how she handles this one.
We didn't have bunk beds.
She's good.
She shut you out again, Matt.
That's great.
To be very honest, he slept with me.
Oh no. Oh, dear. Oh, grass.
No, I must tell you something. I think over the years I've lost about 6.5 inches.
Oh, I think I just did, too.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Man, she slept with him.
All right, thank you very much, man.
I'll tell you why. He lost his father when he was 5 years old. So, as a very, very doting mother... He slept with me.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Thank you very much, man.
Okay. Doting mother.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
There you are, Reg. Wow. All right, she was wonderful.
We're going to break and come back and finish this up. We still have sex with a gym teacher.
Oh, dear.
Three flamers.
Mm-hmm.
Frenchie the gay. Cougar lesbians.
Hmm.
A message for Don and Mike. And a drag queen in a Secret Service outfit.
And, of course, the culmination when Matt is taken, of course, at the very end.
And incidentally, there's all kinds of comments, like when I mentioned some of these topics. It says, dot, 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 and Matt is still having a blast.
Sure.
Dot, 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 and Matt is still living it up.
Oh, good.
Dot, 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 and Matt is still having a party. Dot, dot, dot,
very good.
Matt is laughing, again, like he's having the time of his life.
He's enjoying himself. He's a natural for this.
These are good.
Not a natural for anything else in broadcasting other than the gay pride parade.
Don and Mike are gay!
Yeah.
Hello.
That's good. I like that.
Don and Mike are gay!
Yeah, damn right we are. All right. Like I said, the gay continues. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.